SummerSlam 2003 from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. en.wikipedia.org. SummerSlam 2003 was a professional wrestling pay-per-view event produced by World Wrestling Entertainment, which took place on August 24, 2003 at the America West Arena in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the 16th annual SummerSlam event and starred wrestlers from the Raw and SmackDown brands. 9 professional wrestling matches were scheduled on the event's card, which featured a supercard, a scheduling of more than one main event. The first was an Elimination Chamber match featuring wrestlers from Raw brand fighting in a ring surrounded by a steel structure of chain and girders. World Heavyweight Champion Triple H defeated Chris Jericho, Goldberg, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels to retain his championship. The other main event featured wrestlers from the SmackDown brand, in which defending WWE Champion Kurt Angle defeated challenger Brock Lesnar in a standard wrestling match. 2 featured bouts were scheduled on the undercard. In a no-disqualification match between wrestlers from the Raw brand, Kane defeated Rob Van Dam. The other was a standard match involving 4 wrestlers from the SmackDown brand. WWE United States Champion Eddie Guerrero defeated Chris Benoit, Rhino, and Tajiri. The event marked the second time the Elimination Chamber format was used by WWE. The first was at Survivor Series 2002. Including its scripted build-up, SummerSlam 2003 grossed over $715,000 ticket sales from an attendance of 16,133 and received about 415,000 pay-per-view buys, more than the following year's event. This event helped WWE increase its pay-per-view revenue by $6.2 million from the previous year. When the event was released on DVD, it reached a peak position of 3rd on Billboard's DVD sales chart. Section 1. Background. The event featured 9 professional wrestling matches with their outcomes predetermined by WWE scriptwriters. The matches featured wrestlers portraying their characters in planned storylines that took place before, during, and after the event. All wrestlers were from either one of the SmackDown or Raw brands, the 2 storyline divisions in which WWE assigned its employees. Wrestlers from the Raw brand were featured in the main event at the SummerSlam, an Elimination Chamber match, in which the ring is surrounded by a steel structure of chain and girders. The match was contested for the World Heavyweight Championship, in which Triple H, Paul Levesque, defended the title against Chris Jericho, Christopher Irvine, Goldberg, Bill Goldberg, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels, Michael Hickenbottom. The build-up to the match began on 22nd of July 2003 during the SummerSlam press conference, where the authority figure Eric Bischoff, a portrayed matchmaker and rules enforcer, announced that Triple H would defend the championship against Goldberg in a standard wrestling match at the event. On the 4th of August 2003, during a television episode of Raw, Bischoff announced that the World Heavyweight Championship match would be contested in a standard match under no disqualification regulations. Later during the episode, another authority figure, Steve Austin, Stephen Williams, altered Bischoff's announcement, stating that the championship would be contested in an Elimination Chamber match, with Triple H defending his title against Goldberg, Chris Jericho, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels. On the 18th of August 2003, 6 days before SummerSlam, during an episode of Raw, the stage rivalry amongst the 6 competitors intensified as Jericho held a promotional interview segment in the ring, which he called the highlight reel. During this segment, each participant in the Elimination Chamber discussed the match and taunted the other wrestlers. As a part of the storyline, later on the show, during the main event of Orton vs. Goldberg, Nash interfered in the match and attacked Goldberg. Michaels then came down to the ring, but as he was about to hit Triple H with the World Heavyweight Championship belt, Jericho ran into the ring and hit Michaels with a steel chair. The other predominant match at SummerSlam featured wrestlers from the SmackDown brand fighting in a standard match for the WWE Championship, in which Kurt Angle defended the title against Brock Lesnar. The hype for the match began on 31st July 2003 on an episode of SmackDown, the other main television program for WWE. During an interview promotion in the ring, Lesnar challenged Angle to a rematch of their bout at Vengeance, WWE's previous pay-per-view event. The WWE chairman, Vince McMahon, announced from the ring that Lesnar would have to earn his rematch by competing in a match in which a steel cage would enclose the ring. The match would be against McMahon himself and would take place on SmackDown the following week, with Angle officiating as a special guest referee. The steel cage match resulted in neither wrestler winning the match after McMahon and Lesnar attacked Angle. On the 14th of August 2003, during an episode of SmackDown, McMahon announced that Angle would defend the championship against Lesnar at SummerSlam. Rob Van Dam, Robert Satowski, versus Kane, Glenn Jacobs. Wrestling under no disqualification regulations was the main preliminary match that featured wrestlers from the Raw brand. The events leading up to this match began on the 7th of July 2003, when, in accordance with scripted events, Kane attacked Van Dam backstage during an episode of Raw. The following week, on an episode of Raw, Bischoff granted Van Dam a standard match against Kane. The match took place the following week on Raw, which ended in neither wrestler winning the match. On the 4th of August 2003, Shane McMahon, the son of Mr. McMahon, announced that Kane and Van Dam would wrestle in a standard match at SummerSlam. A standard match between 4 wrestlers for the WWE United States Championship was the other main preliminary match. The match featured wrestlers from the SmackDown brand, where Eddie Guerrero defended the title against Chris Benoit, Rhino, Terry Gerin, and Tajiri, Yoshihiro Tajiri. The build-up to the match began with two different stage rivalries, one between Guerrero and Tajiri, and the other between Benoit and Rhino. On the 7th of August 2003, during an episode of SmackDown, Guerrero and Benoit were scripted to wrestle in a standard match. However, during the match, Rhino and Tajiri interfered as part of the storyline, which ended in neither wrestler winning the match. Sergeant Slaughter, Robert Remus, a WWE official, promoted a tag match between the team of Guerrero and Benoit and the team of Rhino and Tajiri, which Guerrero and Benoit won. The following week, on an episode of SmackDown, it was announced via a SummerSlam advertisement that Guerrero would defend the WWE United States Championship against Benoit, Rhino, and Tajiri. Section 2, Event. Before the event began and aired live on pay-per-view, an episode of Sunday Night Heat, one of the secondary television programs for WWE, was taped live. The first scheduled match was Matt Hardy versus Zach Gowen. Gowen, however, was unable to participate in the match due to legitimate injuries he sustained on the 21st of August 2003 episode of SmackDown. As a result, Hardy was declared the winner via forfeit. The other scheduled match for Sunday Night Heat was a standard match for the WWE Championship, where Rey Mysterio, Oscar Gutierrez, defended the title against Shannon Moore. Mysterio defeated Moore via pinfall to retain the title after he performed a 619 on Moore. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.